Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting third, the left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Cullenbein catches it and throws to second to double up Dillinger. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Lake reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Cullenbein for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Evers reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts for an out with unknown description. Evers moves to third. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Evers scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Potter moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trucks moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Trucks moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Lehner moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman catches it and throws to first to double up Evers. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner, who is chasing the ball. Mayo reaches third base with a triple. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Wirtz moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Evers moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Evers steals home. It's 6-2, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillinger hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Evers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Early and he is safe. Kell steals second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Trucks moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Walter Brown now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Trucks scores. Lake moves to third. It's 11-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lehner strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.